AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks were up and down today. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite was way down, while the Dow Jones Industrials were solidly up. It comes as the government reports the economy grew at a 2.6% annual rate from July through September, snapping two straight quarters of contraction. The AP's Ben Thomas reports this offers some encouraging news on inflation.
A price index in the GDP data rose at a 4.1% annual rate from July through September. That was down from 9% in the previous quarter, less than economists had expected, and the smallest increase since the final 3 months of 2020.
The outlook for the overall economy has darkened. In Syracuse, New York, President Biden says his economic plan is a fundamental shift from what Republicans have been saying.
The previous president made a string of broken promises in places like Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, where promised investments in jobs and manufacturing never materialized, but layoffs and shuttered factories did materialize. On my watch, we've kept our commitments.
In Syracuse, the president was showcasing a significant investment by the U.S.-based company Micron, one of the largest microchip manufacturers in the world. The president also signed an international agreement that compels the U.S. and other countries to limit use of highly potent greenhouse gases. People on Hawaii's Big Island are being warned the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, is sending signals it may erupt. Frank Trustell is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
Mauna Loa is in an elevated state of background seismicity, and there's some inflation of the volcano.
Scientists are on alert because of a recent spike in earthquakes at the volcano's summit. Police say a man in Italy grabbed a knife from a supermarket shelf and stabbed five people, killing one and wounding four others, including Spanish soccer star Pablo Mari. This is AP News. Russian-appointed authorities in Kherson say people have been evacuated in the face of a Ukrainian offensive.
Kherson Governor Vladimir Saldo says over 70,000 residents of the city and nearby areas have moved to the left bank of the Dnieper River. Regional authorities have been urging residents to evacuate as Ukraine pushes its offensive to reclaim the city, which was captured by Russian forces during the early days of the conflict. The city's vice governor has told agencies Ukrainian attempts to advance on Kherson have been thwarted, insisting Russian troops will keep their hold on the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One person died in a helicopter crash in the Gulf of Mexico off Louisiana's coast. Two survivors are reported in critical condition. An oil rig crew boat spotted the two survivors in a raft, and a Coast Guard helicopter crew airlifted them from the site. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.